welcome to Commissioner Cast, Episode 100, Introduction to Microlearning. This podcast is intended for council commissioners and district commissioners and is an introduction to the Microlearning Initiative. My name is Kendra Delmar, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Robert Johnson, team leader for the Microlearning Project. Thanks for speaking with me today, Robert.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell us, why microlearning?
Well, Kendra, you know, the BSA has a lot of great training programs available. And if you think about how we consume training, it's similar to how we consume food, right? So for the regular, most days, we cook a meal, we sit down, we eat the meal. And but every once in a while, we have a special occasion where maybe we go out to a fancy restaurant, or maybe Thanksgiving, we have, you know, a little bit longer to prepare the food, a little bit longer to consume the food, eat the food. So those two ways that we consume food are the training programs that we already have. So the daily meals are the training programs that we have online, that we can go in, and they take, you know, anywhere from half an hour to an hour to work through. And then we have the bigger, more, you know, special events like the big dinners and things like that. And those are Commissioner College and Wood Badge and Philmont Training Center, those big events. Well, we also consume food in between the meals. We have the little snacks in between meals, right? We grab a Snickers yeah. bar or some popcorn or things like that. And that's what the microlearning that is going to be, is the little micro bursts of information that you consume when you need them in between the big meals.
Okay.
Specifically, let's say, for example, that you are you go through a leadership training program and it covers a lot of topics. Now, some of those topics that you learn in Wood Badge or in the Commissioner College, some of those topics are things that are on your mind and you're dealing with right away. And you can apply them right away. But some of the topics you're not really dealing with at that particular moment. You're not, let's say that we're talking about how to deal with conflict in a unit. How do you deal when the scoutmaster and the committee chair aren't getting along? And you don't really have that in any of your units. So maybe, you know, you listen, you take the notes, but you kind of file it away because you've got really nothing to apply it to. But then 3 weeks later, maybe 3 months later, maybe a year later, all of a sudden you've got a unit that's got conflict. And well, step one, do you remember that you even had that training? Right. Step two, do you still have the manual, or do you still have do you know which training it was in? Can you go back and find it? Probably not. And so what the micro learning will be is it's that quick grab it and go, that Snickers bar that you can grab off the counter when you need it. So you've got a situation, you've got conflict between a commissioner between a scoutmaster and a committee chair. You go right to the micro learning for the specific topic of how to deal with conflict in a unit. You download that information that you need to deal with that situation and you apply it right away.
Wow. So why podcast to do that?
Yeah, well, so we kind of evolved to the podcast. And one thing that we know about Scout leaders and one thing that they all have in common is that they're very busy, right? That old saying of, you know, scouting, being a scouting volunteer is 1 hour per week. I think the 1 hour per week is what you get to keep after you're done doing all your scouting. And so we start off as having this be a traditional paper document that a district commissioner would add to their monthly commissioners meeting. Now, when I was a district commissioner, I was looking for ways to make my meeting shorter, not longer, because I knew that the shorter I made the meeting, the more likely I had that people would show up. So we wanted it to be something that they could access when they need it, in a very quick way and easy to absorb way. So the podcast is something that people can listen to while they're doing something else. I mean, you can't really watch a video or read a white paper while you're walking the dog, right? Because you're going to trip over something. And so, but you can put on your earbuds and you can listen to a podcast while you're walking the dog, while you're washing the car, even while you're driving to the meeting where you're going to have this conversation. So we wanted it to be very easy for people to absorb, and we thought the podcast was a great way.
Absolutely. I agree. It's a great idea. So how do we use these podcasts?
Yeah. So there's three ways that we envision the podcast being used. The initial method was that it would be worked into the district commissioner monthly meeting. And this can still work this way. The way it would work is the district commissioner assigns a specific podcast and says, hey, everybody, we're going to listen to Commissioner Cast number 107 this month, and be prepared to talk about it next month. So everyone goes out, listens to it. There is a discussion document that goes along with every podcast. So at the next meeting, the district commissioner downloads the discussion document and they have a conversation around the podcast. That's one way. And we assume and we hope that they do get used in that way. Another way that this can be used is, let's say a unit commissioner has a specific issue. Let's go back to that example of there's conflict between the scoutmaster and the committee chair. So typically, that unit commissioner goes to their district commissioner and says, hey, I've got this situation. What do I do? And in most cases, the district commissioner kind of steps in and says, here's what you need to do. But the challenge is, when the unit commissioner learns that the district commissioner is going to solve all their problems, then they're going to continue to bring all their problems to the district commissioner. So we're going to encourage the district commissioner to, instead of jumping in and taking over, to say, hey, go to the library, see if there's a podcast on the topic, listen to it, and then come back and tell me what you're going to do. Notice that last phrase, come back and tell me what you're going to do, right? So that gives the ownership of the issue, gives them some resources, but gives the ownership of the issue back to the unit commissioner so that they can learn to find the information that they need and to solve the problems for themselves. The third way, and I'm really hoping that this is the way that it gets used the most, is that the unit commissioner has an issue. Like I said, they've got that conflict, or they're having some recruiting issues, or they've got some fundraising issues. They just skip the district commissioner altogether. They go right to the podcast. They listen to the podcast. They solve the problem. And now they have experience of how they can do it the next time they face that same problem.
Right. Absolutely. So let's say I assign a podcast. How mm-hmm. do I lead the follow-up discussion after I assign it?
So what we're really looking for is to get them to think about how they can apply these concepts in real life situations with their real units. So we want them talking about it. We don't want them to just take the information and say, here's the step-by-step process and here's exactly what we do, because we're never going to be able to identify every possibility and every possible situation. So there's not going to be one solution that fits every situation. So we really want a discussion to take place. And so as the district commissioner, I would suggest that your job is to facilitate this conversation where they're brainstorming and talking about, well, here's what I did before, and here's how I handled this, and here's what I'm trying to do with this unit over here. Now, Kendra, I would avoid you asking questions like, what did you think of the podcast? Right?
Why is that?
Because that's going to lead to conversations like, oh, I didn't like the guy's voice, or wow, it was too long, it was too short, or, you know, we don't really want them to be talking about the actual podcast itself. We want them to talk about how they can take the concepts of the podcast and put it into action. So we recommend instead ask action words like, what can we do differently to help our units get their recharter paperwork started earlier? Or what can we do to get more of our units to participate in the district event that's coming up? Or what can we do to make sure that all of our leaders get the required training?
Right, really thinking outside the box there.
Yeah, thanks.
So, Robert, what happens if I assign a podcast and no one listens to it?
Yeah. yeah, that's going to happen. Especially in the beginning, right? Because again, they're busy. Right? I'm busy, you're busy, they're busy, we're all busy.
And it's new. Yeah.
Right? We don't have time to listen to these podcasts. So first of all, you sign it in 1 month and the next month, let's talk about it. And everyone walks in. First of all, I wouldn't go scolding people or shaming them for not listening. These are volunteers who are working really hard. They're doing their very best. And they didn't get around to it. They didn't have time. So don't beat them up too much about it. But you can still ask those action-oriented questions. And you can say something like, you know, the podcast offered suggestions on how to deal with conflict in a unit. How many of us have units that are experiencing conflict? And then if you've got seven or eight people or seven or eight unit commissioners sitting there, one of them says, yeah, I do. Okay, well, what are we doing about it? What should we do about it? What do you think? Right. And then just reference some of the insights that you gained. By the way, as the district commissioner, you should always listen to the podcast that you assigned, right?
That makes
because
sense.
Then you can say, well, you know, I listened to the podcast and they mentioned doing this. What do you think of that idea? And so you're giving them a sense of what the podcasts are all about, that you are finding value in them, that it's actually got some useful information in there. And we want to motivate them to want to go and listen to the next one. We don't want to, yes, the carrot and the stick. We want to encourage and reward and inspire them to listen to the podcast, but we don't want to reprimand them if they don't.
That makes perfect sense. So where do we start? Where do I start?
Well, you've already taken the first step, Kendra, and our listeners have already taken the first step is that they've listened to this video or this podcast. It kind of explains what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Now, these podcasts are numbered. You know, so this one is number 100, so it's the first one you should listen to. The next one is number 101, and that's a message from Larry Chase, who tells us a little bit about what unit service is all about and why we're here and what we're supposed to be doing and what we're trying to accomplish through this. It's really informational, really interesting podcast. And then after that, the next podcast kind of go in order of how you do commissioner service. So, okay. Right, you're a brand new commissioner and someone says, here are your units. You know, you got unit 103 and 274 and 963. Good luck, right? So the next podcast after Larry's, which would be 102, is what do you do before your first meeting? So how do you prepare for that first meeting with that new unit, or maybe it's a new unit leader. Maybe you're the new commissioner. Maybe you've been a commissioner for a while, but you've just got a new unit. Whatever situation is, you don't have an established unit commissioner relationship right. with this group yet. What do you do before you have that first meeting? There's some really important first steps before you show up at a PAC meeting or a troop meeting. Right. The one after that is what do you do at the meeting? And then the one after that, take a guess.
What do you do after the meeting?
There you go. What do you do after the meeting? So before, during, and after the meeting. And then after we get out of, you know, those basic concepts before, during, after the meeting, then we'll get into to more specific situations. Like what do you do if you notice that the recruiting numbers are on the decline? Or what do you do if you notice that there's one unit leader that's doing everything in the unit? They're the scout master, the treasurer, the committee chair, the den leader. You know, what do you do in that situation? So each podcast after the initial setup or will address a specific situation that we as unit commissioners are going to come across.
That's excellent. I think that structured timeline will be really beneficial to follow beginning to end. It'll be easy too. Well, Robert, thank you. That's all the time we have for today. And thank you to our listeners. Be sure to download the discussion document that accompanies this podcast.